Andrew Arjola, he later changed his name to Warhol, was the son of poor Czech immigrants living in Pennsylvania. As a child, he was often sick. While the other children played outside, Andy stayed in bed, drew pictures, listened to the radio, and read magazines about film stars. His father died young and left the last of his savings for Andy to study art. Warhol studied drawing at college and then went to New York City, looking for work. There, he became a successful graphic artist, working for magazines and advertisers, but he wanted to be a serious artist. He was different from the other artists of his day and he wanted to bring a new focus to art. Meanwhile, the art world was changing. In a new style called pop art, people were experimenting with everyday objects, like flags and comic strips. Muriel Ladeau suggested that Warhol paint soup cans, so he painted 32 Campbell's soup cans. Some hated it, some loved it, but everybody talked about it. He became famous for producing the same object over and over again, using different colors. Warhol didn't explain his work and this made him even more famous and controversial. He went on to make experimental films, music and to host parties at his studio, The Factory. Then, Valerie Solanas gave Warhol a script to read, but he lost it. This made her angry and she shot him. Warhol survived, but suffered from his wounds for the rest of his life. The incident changed his view of life. He started a magazine and wrote a book. He was now ready to explain some of his philosophies and why he painted consumer products. His images remain famous today and appear everywhere. Warhol died, aged 60, in 1987.